B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof Zayin. We're going to start five lines from the top of the Omet. We're going to continue the previous sugya. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Ein maschilin bo'itzar tchila. The Braisa says that when you want to move away, when you want to clear away an oitzar, storehouse that had either teven or tvua, grain or straw in it, Ein maschilin bo'itzar tchila. We said that if you haven't started taking from the produce beforehand, then it's not considered that the oitzar, the storehouse, is full of food, and then it's just straw or grain, and they are muktzah. But you're allowed to make yourself a shvil, a pathway, in order that you can go in and out. Asks the Gemara, you're allowed to clear away the straw or the grain in order to make a pathway. But you said, Ein maschilin, it's muktzah. If it's muktzah, how do you make a pathway? Says the Gemara, Hochik Omar, you're not allowed to actively go and move it away and clear it away. It's muktzah. But if you're just incidentally just walking in and out, passing over the same strip of the storehouse, and that way your feet by default will be pushing some of this straw or grain away to the sides and creating a path, that's not called moving it, it's not a transgression of mukta, and it's allowed. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Tvua Tzvura. The Braisa says that if you have Tvua, produce that's piled up, Bizman Shehischil Bo Me'erev Shabbos, because it's piled up, it's considered an oitzah, it's considered stored away. If it's stored away, it's muktzah, unless you started taking from it either for yourself or for your animals. So, bizman shehischil bo me'erev Shabbos, if you started taking from the tvua, from the produce before Shabbos, mutar listapik mimenu b'Shabbos, you're allowed to continue taking from it on Shabbos. Ve'im lav, if you did not start taking from it before Shabbos, also listapik mimenu b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to take from it on Shabbos. Divrei Reb Shimon. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon. He says that the produce that you did not take from before Shabbos is muktzah. Reb Acha matir. Reb Acha says you're allowed to, it's not muktzah. Says the Gemara, klape lai. What direction do we hold this? It seems to be the opposite of everything we know. We know that Reb Shimon is the one that says that he doesn't hold of the concept of mukta in most cases, and here he's the one that says that it's mukta. Elo Eimer, says the Gemara, you have to say it the other way around. Divrei Reb Acha. Reb Acha is the one that says that there's mukta, and if you didn't start taking from it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to take from it on Shabbos. Reb Shimon matir. And it's Reb Shimon who's the one who says it's muta, because he holds that there's no such thing as an issa of mukta. Continues the Gemara, Tana, kama shi'ur tvua tzvura. We just saw in the Brises that if the tvua is piled up, then it's mukta unless you started taking from it before Shabbos. How much tvua do you need to be called piled up? It's called stored away and is mukta. Says the Gemara, lesech. The amount of half a kur, which is 15 saw of produce, that's as much as if it's piled up, it's called an oitzer. Less than that is not considered a stored away. Boy minei Reb Nachumi ben Zecharia me'abaya. The Amiroim, Reb Nachumi ben Zecharia asked Abaya the same question, Shiur tvua tzvura bekamo, how much produce has to be piled up that it should be called stored away and mukta? Omar le hari omru shir tvua tvura lesech. Abaya said that we know that they said, the Chachomim said, it's the measure of a lesech. Continues the Gemara. Ibo eluhu, hani arbo v'chomesh kupois tuka omar. We saw in the Mishnah that when you want to clear away a storehouse, you're allowed to take four or five boxes, which is, there's obviously a standard size box, and the Chachomim speak about how much a person can carry, how big and how heavy these boxes were. The question is, when it says four or five boxes, what does that mean? So it definitely means that amount of produce. The question is, are we trying just to say that amount, no less, no more, sorry, not more than that, but You don't necessarily have to take it out in 4 or 5 boxes. You can actually split it up in 10 or 15 lighter boxes, and that's even advantageous that each trip will be much lighter. It's not so heavy. Or no, is incorporated in Arba v'Chamisha, not only telling us the volume, but also telling us not to make more than 4 or 5 trips, because we don't want you to make too many trips on Shabbos. That's the question the Gemara is about to ask. Barba v'chamisha kupois in tfeiloi. Did the Mishnah say that you should use 4 or 5 boxes and not more? Alma. And that would tell us, lim'utei b'halicha b'hilucha odif. The Mishnah wants us to do as few trips as possible, and it doesn't matter how heavy the boxes are with each trip, but don't do more than 4 or 5 trips. Oidilmo, maybe not. Lim'utei masui odif. If you can make more trips and each trip will be less exertion, that's even better. That's the question the Gemara asks, and we're going to try and find proof to this. Toshima, there's a contradiction between a couple of brises. Toni Chod, in one brise it says, Mefanin afilu arba v'chomesh kupois shel kade shemen v'shel kade yayin. That if you have kadim, if you have jugs of oil or jugs of wine that need to be moved away, you want to make space to sit in the storehouse, then you're even allowed to move away 4 or 5 boxes of these jugs. V'tanya idoch, in another braisa it says, be'eser u'b'chameshesri, 10 or 15. And what does 10 or 15 mean? Does it mean 10 or 15 boxes? Well, if it means 10 or 15 boxes, then it means 10 or 15 trips. And then 10 or 15 trips means that in each box you've got less. Then you've got less weight in the box than if you do just 4 or 5 trips. My love, can we not assume? The two braises, the first one saying 4 or 5 and the second one saying 10 or 15, this is what they're arguing about. The first braisa says, don't do more than 4 or 5 trips. The second braisa says, it's better to do 10 or 15 trips each time, taking much less weight, and that's better. And that means the two sides of our question is actually two opinions in two braises. Says the Gemara, you cannot prove it from that contradiction. The kule alma, it could be the mi'ute bihilucha odif. Everyone says that you should do as few trips as possible. Who says that 10 or 15 means 10 or 15 boxes and therefore 10 or 15 trips, and therefore it means that you do more trips with less weight? No, it's talking about akadin koi. It's talking about how many jugs you have in the 4 or 5 boxes. And both braises agree that you shouldn't do more than 4 or 5 trips. The question is, do you do 4 or 5 trips with just one jug in each box, because they're very big jugs? That would be the first braisa. Or do we say no, there's 2 or 3 jugs in each box, and then you have 10 or 15 jugs, not just 5 jugs? V'loi kashi, the Gemara says, ha, the first braisa, the mishtakli chad chad bekupa. You're using very heavy jugs, and it's just one jug in each box. You do 4 or 5 trips, 4 or 5 of these jugs. V'ha, but the second braisa, the mishtakli tray, where you're carrying two jugs. That means the jugs are half the size. You're carrying in each box 2 jugs. So if you do 5 trips times 2 jugs, you've got 10 jugs. V'hom, when it says in the second braisa 15, it means the mishtakli tlosa is talking about that when you're carrying 3 jugs in each box, because they're very small jugs, a third of the weight of the original jugs in the first braisa, and if you do 5 trips with 3 in each trip, you've got 15 jugs. And which jugs are very small, or the smallest of these jugs, would be the small jugs, the harpanayo, from that place called harpanayo, that's where they would make the very small jugs. And therefore, you cannot bring proof from these braisas that anybody holds that we prefer that you do more trips with less weight. Continues the Gemara. Iboyelu, hani arba v'chomesh deka'omar. These 4 or 5 boxes, 4 or 5 trips that we mentioned in the Mishnah, afal gav de isli orchin tuva, is that true even if you have many guests? Oy dilma, Hakul if you are urchin, depending on how many guests you have, as to how much space you need to make available, and that's how much you're allowed to move. That's how many boxes you're allowed to move. In the event that we hold that for every extra guest or for every extra person you need to host, you're allowed to move five boxes of produce away, chad gavra mafni lekulu, is one person allowed to remove all those boxes for all those people? Oy dilma, no, gavra gavra mafni lelafshe, that every five boxes has to be moved by a different person, because it's Shabbos. We don't want any one person to excessively exert himself, and any one person is not allowed to move more than four or five jugs and boxes. Whether each person is going to remove the boxes he needs for himself to sit, or if people are going to move it for other people, either way, every individual that's moving the boxes is only allowed to move up to four or five. That's the two questions the Gemara asks. Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof. The Omar Rabba Omar Bchia. Pamachas holach Rebbe lemokim echod. Rebbe once went to some place. V'ra'am mokim dochuk l'talmidim, and he noticed that the place was very cramped for the students. V'yotza l'soda, and he went to the field. U'motza soda melea oimrim. He found a field that was full of bundles. V'imeir, he gathered, or he cleared away, Rebbe cleared away kol asada kula, the entire field, because there were many talmidim. Shma mino, hakoyle fi oirchin. You see clearly that if you have more people who need the space, you're allowed to clear away more than four or five boxes. Rebbe Yosef Omer Rebbe Yishia, pamachas holach Reb Chiya lemokim echod. There was another incident that Reb Chiya was once going someplace, v'ra mokim dochuk l'talmidim, and he saw that the place was very cramped for the students. V'yotza l'soda, he went out to the field. U'motza soda melea oimrim, and he found a field which was full of piles, full of bundles of produce. V'imeir Reb Chiya kol asoda kula, and Reb Chiya, he gathered together and cleared away the entire field. Shma minoa koilu fi oirchin. So you see that if you have more people who need the space, you're allowed to clear away more than four or five boxes. Asks the Gemara of Adayin Tiboylecha, the second question you haven't answered yet. I'm still asking you. Chad gavra mafni leilu koila, oidilma kol gavra ver gavra mafni lenafshe. Is one person allowed to clear away all the produce, or is every person only allowed to clear away four or five boxes? Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof from the very story we mentioned. V'imeir Rebbe. It says that Rebbe cleared away the whole field and he was just one person. So it would seem from there that one person is allowed to clear away all the boxes for all the people. Says the Gemara L'tam Meich. You're trying to bring proof from there? Let me ask you back. Rebbe b'denafshei Imeir? Do you think it was befitting for Rebbe, who was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, that he himself moved it away? Obviously not. Elotzivo v'imir. He commanded, he demanded from somebody who was with him that it was more appropriate for them to clear away the field. If so, la'olam kol chad v'chad mafne l'nafshe. It could be that Rebbe told all different people, each one, to move away five boxes. In any case, Rebbe was just giving the instructions. He wasn't doing it himself. If he wasn't doing it himself and he was giving instructions, he may have given instructions to many people. So you cannot bring proof from that. And this second question, at the end of the Gemara, has not been resolved. Continues the Gemara, Mipnei ha'orichin v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that the reason that a person would want to move away these boxes of tevin or tvua, of straw or grain, is either because of orichim, because he wants to make space for guests, or mipnei bitl beis hamedrash, to make space for the Talmidim to come to sit and learn. Omer b'yechanon. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Gedoyla achnosas orchim kahashkomas beis hamedrash." From the fact that the Mishnah puts together the guests, the orchim, and the bittel beis hamedrash, you see that they are of equal importance. They are equally great. Gedoyla achnosas orchim kahashkomas beis hamedrash. Diktoni mipnei orchim umipnei bittel beis hamedrash. Rabbi Yechanan said the Mishnah compared the two to show that achnosas orchim is as important and as great as the Beis HaMedrash. Rav Dimi min Ardo Omar. Rav Dimi min Ardo made another observation in the Mishnah. Not only the two are put together, precedence is given which is mentioned first. The Orchim are even mentioned before the Bittel Beis HaMedrash. So he said, Omar, Yoyse Me'ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. The Achnosas Erechim is even greater than Hashkomas Beis HaMedrash. Diktoni Mipnei Ha'erechim. It first mentions the Erechim. V'hodar Mipnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. And only after that it mentions the Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Continues the Gemara. Omer Yudom Arav, Gedoyla Achnosas Erechim Mihakbolas Pnei Ashchina, Achnosas Erechim is even greater than receiving the Shchina. Tichsev, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, Avraham Avinu said to the Shchina who was with him, Imna Matzasi Chein Beinecho, if I find favor in your eyes, Al No Saver, do not move away, please wait, I want to go and bring in the guests into my home, and then I'll come back to the Shchina. So you see that Hachnosas Erechim has precedence even over the Shechina in a person's home. Continues the Gemara Omer Belozo. Boy Ru'ei, come and see Sheloik Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Radom. That the Midas of Hashem, the way one relates to Hashem, are different to the way one relates to mortal beings. Midas Basav Radom, Ein Katan Yochel Leimar Legadol Hamteinat She'ovei Etzlecha. A person of lower stature, it would be improper for them to say to a person of higher stature, please wait for me, I'll be back soon. V'ilu b'kodesh baruch hu, but regarding Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, v'yemer Hashem imna matzasi v'goymer, Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, even though Hashem is Hashem, and Avraham is just a mortal human being. And nonetheless, Avraham Avinu told Hashem, please wait for me while I go and do Achnosas Erechim. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yehuda bar Shila, Omer Reb Asi, Omer Reb Yechanan. It was said in the name of Reb Yechanan, Shisha Dvorim Odom Oichel Perisim Bo'ilam Azeh. There are six things that a person benefits and reaps the fruit of what he does, fruits of his reward in this world. Vakeren Kayemes Lo'ilam Abo. But the main reward that stays in the world for the world to come. Ve'eluhein is the following six things. Hachnosas Erechim, inviting guests, ubiku chaylim, visiting the sick, viyun tefillah, and concentrating during davening, vashkomas beis hamedrash, and rising early to the beis hamedrash, vamegadil bonov leTalmud Torah, and somebody who raises his children to Talmud Torah, vadonis chaveri lekaschus, somebody who judges his friends favorably. Asks the Gemara, Eini, how could Rabbi Yochanan say these are the six things that the main schar, the capital, stays for Olam Haba, and the fruits of his schar he's eating in this world? How can you say that? V'anantnan, we learned explicitly in a Mishnah at the beginning of Peah, Eilu Dvorim Shadom Oysa Oysam, these are the following things a person does, V'oichel Perasem Bo'ilam Azeh, he eats the fruits of the rewards of those things in this world, V'akeren Kemes Lo'ilam Haba, but the capital, the main reward, stays in Lo'ilam Haba. Ve'elu hein, they are as follows, Kibud Avim, honoring one's parents, Ugmilus Chasodim, and doing kindness to people, Vavoas Sholem Binodum Nechaveroi, and bringing peace between people, V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and Talmud Torah is as great as all of them combined. Hani'in, it seems from the Mishnah that these mentioned in the Mishnah, which is Kibud Avim, Gmilus Chasodim, Havoas Sholem Binodum Nechaveroi, and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, those are the only things which are oichel perasein bo'ilim azeh makeren kemes lo'ilim abo. Achreni loy, but none more than that. Rabbi Yechanan's got another six things. How can that be? Answers the Gemara, Hani nami begmilus chasodim shaychi lishnachrina hani behani shaychi. So there's different versions here in the Gemara, but what the Gemara means as follows. Of course, Rabbi Yechanan agrees that there's only the four things in the Mishnah. Kibud Avim, Gmilus Chasodim, Havas Sholem Binodom Lachaveri, and Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yechanan is just telling us you should know three of the things mentioned in the Mishnah, which is Gmilus Chasodim, Havas Sholem Binodom Lachaveri, and Talmud Torah, those three can be broken up into six things. Why? Talmud Torah includes Hashkomas Beis HaMedrash, rising early to the Beis HaMedrash, and includes being Megadil Bonov le Talmud Torah, raising one's children for Torah. Havas Sholem bin Odom lachaveroi, included in that is being Don Chaveri le Kavschus, is judging one's friend favorably. Because if you judge your friend negatively, you're going to hate him. But if you see him doing something wrong and you judge him favorably and you say he obviously couldn't control himself, he wasn't honest, it wasn't his fault, or he meant well, then you're going to be okay with being friends with him. So that's a subcategory of Avoas Sholim. Gmilus Chasodim, doing kindness, obviously Bikur Cholim is doing kindness. Hachnosas Orchim is kindness. And even Iyun Tfila. And Rashi brings a medrash that says, it's a pasuk, based on the pasuk, Goymel Nafshoi Ish Chesed. A person does a chesed with his own spirit, with his own soul. What do you do with your nefesh? Davening. There's psukim that attribute tefillah to the nefesh. When a person concentrates in davening, he's doing a favor to his own nefesh. So iyun tefillah, concentrating in tefillah, is also belongs to gemilus chasodim. So Rabbi Yochanan was not arguing with the Mishnah, he was just elaborating on three of the four details in the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Hadon chaveirei lekafschus, somebody who judges his friends favorably. Donin oisei leschus, the reward he gets from that is that Hashem also judges him favorably. Umaisa ba'odom echod, there was a story with one person, an individual, sheyorad migolil ha'elyoin. He came down from the upper Galil, v'niskar etzel balabayis echod bedorim, and he hired himself, he was working, he was employed with a certain balabayis in the south. Sholei shonim, 3 years he worked for him. Erev Yom Kippurim, on the third year before Yom Kippur, Omer Loi, this person from the Golil, said to his boss, to the balabayis that employed him, Ten nischori, give me my wages, I've worked for you for 3 years. Ve'eilech, and I'll go, ve'alzoinus ishti, and I'll provide for my wife, ubonai, and my children. Omer Loi, the balabayis, his boss, told him, Ein nimois, I've got no money. Omer Loi, the worker, said to him, Ten ni peiris, at least give me produce to the value of the wages you owe me. Omar Loi Eini, the balabai said, I don't have. Tenli karka, give me some land. The owners of the balabai said, Eini, I haven't got. Tenli behema, give me some livestock. Eini, I don't have. Tenli korim vakistois, give me some pillows and cushions. Eini, I haven't got. Hifshil kelov lachirov, he slung his belongings on his shoulders behind his back. Vaholach lebeisoi, but pache nefesh, and he went home very dejectingly. La'achar regel, this happened before Yom Kippur, after Sukkos. Not al balabayis choroi biyodei, the boss, the balabayis in the south, took all the wages he owed his worker. Ve'imay, and with him masui, the weight of gimel chamoirim, of 3 donkey loads. Echot shel machol, one of food, ve'echot shel mishte, one of drink, ve'echot shel minei megodim, and one of all different types of delicacies. V'holach li lebeisai, he went to the Galil Elyon, to the upper Galil from the south, and went to his worker's house. Achar she'ochlu v'shosu, after they ate and drank, nosan lischori, he gave him his wages in full. Omar Elyon, he said to him as follows, the boss, the balabayis, said to his worker, B'shosha omartoli, ten lischori, you asked me for your wages. V'omarti, and I said, Ein li mois, I haven't got money. B'meh choshadetani, what did you suspect me of then? Omarti, the worker said, I said to myself, Shemo prakmatio, bezoil nizdamna lecha, maybe some merchandise came your way that was very, very cheap, and therefore the money that you were supposed to give me, you invested there. V'lokachto ben, and you used that money to buy the cheap merchandise. When you told me, give me an animal, and I said, I don't have any livestock to give you, what did you suspect me of? I said to myself, maybe the animals are leased to other people. B'shosho amartoli tenli karka, when you said to me, give me land, v'amarti l'cho einli karka, and I said to you, I don't have any land to give you, b'mechosh tani, what did you suspect me of then? He said, amarti, I said to myself, shemo muchrachas muchacheres biyad achirim, maybe it's leased to other people, it's not available to give me for the wages. Mucheres biyad achirim hi. When I told you I don't have any fruits to give you, any produce, b'mechosh dani, what did you suspect me of? He said, Omarati, I said, Shemo Einon Musoris, maybe you couldn't give them to me because you hadn't yet been able to take the Trumas and Maestras. It was Tevil. You're not allowed to give me the wages. I can't take wages from Tevil. Ubashosh Omarati Lecho Eini Korim Mekisois, when I told you I don't have any pillows to give you or any cushions to give you, what did you suspect me of? B'mechosh Dutani. He said, Omarati, I said, Shemo Hiktish Kol Nechosov LaShemaim. Maybe you are Makdish. You dedicated all your belongings to Hektish. You gave them all away to Hektish, and therefore you couldn't give them to me. Omar Lei, so this Balabais responded to his worker, Ha Avoida, in the name of divine service, which is a term used for making an oath, Ka Choyo, that's exactly what happened. Hadarti kol nechsai bishvil hurkunus benisha leosak batayra. My son Hurkunus was not learning Torah. I did not want him to benefit from my belongings. And therefore I said, all my belongings should belong to Hektish. Ukashabotzi etzel chaveray bedorim, when I came to my other friends in the south, to my colleagues, hitiruli kol nedorai, they annulled all my vows for me. Va'ato and you, kashem shedantani leschus, the same way as you judged me favorably, hamokim yodun oischol leschus, Hashem should judge you favorably. He gave him his wages and went back home. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, on another story. Ma'ase b'chosid echod, there was a story with a very pious person. And Rashi brings that every time it says Ma'ase b'chosid echod, it's either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi. Shepodo rivo achas bas Yisrael, he ransomed a young Jewish girl. Ulemoloin, and when they got to the inn, hishkiva, he lay her down, tachas margulaisov, at the bottom of his bed, at his feet. Lamochor the next day, Yorad, he went down, Ritoval, he went to the mikveh, Vashono le Talmidov, and was teaching his Talmidim. And this doesn't sound so good. He had this young Jewish girl, he put her near him when he was sleeping, and then the next day he went to the mikveh. It doesn't look so good, that. Omer Lehen, he said to his Talmidim, Beshoshe shekaftio tachas margoloisai, when I lay her down at the end of my bed, B'machosh detuni, what did you suspect me of? The Talmidim said, Omarunu, we said, Shemo yesh bonu Talmid she'enoi boduk l'rebi. Maybe amongst us Talmidim, there are one or more Talmidim that you're not so sure that you can rely on them, that you can trust them. Rashi says, she'enoi makir b'midoisov, lismei cholov, you couldn't rely on them, ulanicho etzleinu. You couldn't entrust this girl to us Talmidim, you had to take care of her yourself. So you lay her down near you. When I went down to the mikveh the next morning, what did you suspect me of? They said, Omarnu, we said, Shemo mepnei teirech haderech, maybe because of the exertion of the journey, irokeri l'rebi. The Rebbe, our Rebbe, our master, became Tumas Keri, and therefore you went to the mikveh. Omarleni said to them, Ha'avoida, I make an oath in the name of divine service. Kachoyo, that's exactly what happened. V'atem and you, kashem shedantuni lekafschus, the same way as you judged me favorably, hamokim yodin eschem lekafschus, Hashem should judge you favorably too. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, another story, pam achas, hutzrich dovo echod letalmidei chachomim, eitzel matronisa achas. There was a certain communal matter that the talmidei chachomim had to take care of with a certain noble woman, shekol gdoilei roimi mutsuyin etzla, all the respectable people, prominent people of Rome, they used to hang around with this noble woman, probably engaging in not such appropriate activities. Omru, the Talmidei Chachomim said between them, Mi Yelech, which of us should go to this noble woman to take care of this communal matter? Omar lohem Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ani Yelech, I'll go. Holach Rabbi Yeshua v'Talmidov, Rabbi Yeshua, together with his disciples, went to this noble woman. When they arrived at the door, the entrance of her home, he took his tefillin off 4 amos before the door of her home. And he went in. And he closed the door, left the Talmidim outside, and he went in and closed the door. So when he came out, Yorad v'toval, he went to the mikveh, v'shono le talmidov, and then he continued teaching his talmidim. Va'omer leni, said to his talmidim, b'sha'a shecholatzti tefillin, b'mechash detuni. We know that a person takes off his tefillin when he engages in activities that is inappropriate to wear tefillin. When you saw me taking off my tefillin before entering the home of this noble woman, what did you suspect me of? Omarnu, we said, Kosovo Rebbe lo yikonsu divrei kedusha b'mokim tuma. We assumed that you hold that it's inappropriate to take holy articles, namely the tefillin, into a place which is defiled, which is tuma. This noble woman, non-Jewish woman, noble woman, her home is clearly defiled, is tuma. B'shar shenu alti, when I closed the door, b'machash detuni, what did you suspect me of? The Talmidim said, Omarnu, we said to ourselves, Shema, Dvar Malchus Yesh Beino Lebeino. Maybe there's some government matter that has to be kept very private, and you have to speak to her privately. B'shoshe Yoraditi V'Tovalti. When I went down to the mikvah, B'machash Detuni. What did you suspect me of? Omarnu, we said, Shema Nitze. Maybe it spurted out from her mouth. Tzinoiro, some spittle, Mipia, from her mouth. Al Begodov Shel Rebbe, onto your clothes. And we know that the Chachomim said that the spittle of a goy is got the same halachas as a zov. Rashi brings nochrim sheyu kazovim lechol devrem, and therefore it's like a zov spits on clothes. You have to go down in toivel. Omar lehen, he split his talmidim who avoido, in the name of divine service, I make an oath. Kachoya, that's exactly what happened. Va'atem and you kashem shedantuni lekaf leschus, the same way as you judged me favorably. Hamokim yodin eschem leschus, Hashem should judge you favorably. Continues the Gemara, we're going back to the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah on Kuf Chavov Amud Beis that you're allowed to clear away the storehouses from straw and tevin. And then the Mishnah says, what's the status of the produce in these storehouses? What are you allowed to move away? And then the Mishnah gives a long list of things which are not muktzah, and then a list of things which are muktzah. Says the Gemara, the first one on the list was mefanin truma tohira. If you have truma, that's tohir. A kohen's allowed to eat it. Rashi said before that he's allowed to give it to his animals to eat. It's a discussion in the Mefarshim, but that's what Rashi says. Says the Gemara, pshita. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that? Of course, truma that belongs to a kohen, it's toyer. You're allowed to eat it. What's the chiddush? Of course, it's not muktzah. Loi, it's not so posh, says the Gemara. Tzricha, the Mishnah has to tell it to us because it's a case, the mancha, where the truma tohira is in the possession of Yad Yisrael. It's in the possession of Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to eat the truma. Maudatei ma'ay, may have thought, kiven delei chazyele, since the Yisrael himself is not allowed to eat it. It's muktzah, it's also to move it. Komash malon the chiddush is, kiven dechazi lekoyen, since a koyen is allowed to eat it, or his animals are allowed to eat it, shapir domi, it's not muktzah. Udamai, the next thing it says in the Mishnah, is that one's allowed to move demai, it's not muktzah. Demai is produce that was bought or given to by an Amoret, and we don't know if Trumas and Maestros were taken. And even the Roiv Amoret, most of the Amoret do take Trumas and Maestros, but they don't all. And the Chachomim said, when you buy Tvua from an Amoret, you have to take Trumas and Maestros. Ask the Gemara, Demai? Demai, you're allowed to move, it's not Muktzah. Holoi Chozile, you're not allowed to eat Demai, you have to first take Trumas and Maestros. How can you say that you can move Demai? Says the Gemara, Kiven d'iboya mafkir le l'nechosi, since a person can renounce ownership on all his possessions, v'hava oni, and then it'll be considered a pauper, v'chazile, and a poor person is allowed to eat demai. A poor person goes from door to door, he knocks on the doors even of the amei haaretz, he's given food, he's allowed to eat it. Hashtanami, now too, even though he has not renounced his ownership of all his possessions, nonetheless, chozile, it's fitting to him, and it's not muktzah. Ditnan, we saw in a Mishnah, Machilin es haniyim demai, one's allowed to give a poor person to eat demai. Whereas achsanya demai, one's allowed to feed the soldiers with demai. Va'omar Ravuna, and Ravuna said, Tana, we learnt in a brisa, Bishamai omrim ein machilin es haniyim demai, versus achsanya demai. Bishamai argue and say, you're not allowed to give poor people or the soldiers from demai. Or Bishilil omrim machilin es haniyim demai, versus achsanya demai. So our Mishnah that says that demai is not muktzah is obviously following the opinion of Bishilil, that one's allowed to give poor people Dumai. And this person, even though he's not a poor person, he could potentially make himself into a poor person, and then he'll be allowed to eat the Dumai. Therefore, even if he doesn't make himself into a poor person, the Dumai is not considered Muktzah. Continues the Gemara, Maisa Rishon Shenitlo Trumosoi V'chulu. The Mishnah said, if you have Maisa Rishon that was given to the Levi, and the Levi has taken Truma, he's taken 10th off the Truma, off the Maisa, and given it to the Kohen called Trumas Maisa, now you're allowed to eat it, says the Gemara Pshita. Of course you're allowed to eat it. The Levi was given Maisa, he's taken Trumas Maisa, it's perfectly, he's allowed to eat it, he can do what he wants with it. What's the chiddush that it's not mukta? Says the Gemara Loi. It's not so straightforward. Tzricha, the Mishnah has to tell it to us why. We're talking about Shekdimu b'shibolim. There are many different stages in the preparation of Tvua. There's one stage called b'shibolim, when they are still in their ears. When the produce is still in the ears, at that stage, technically speaking, a person is not yet mechuyav, he's not yet required to take any trumas and maishas. The next stage is going to be kri, when he makes a pile of the produce. Well, after he makes the pile, at that point, he's chayev in trumas and maishas. What happens if a levi comes when the produce is still b'shiboilim? It's still in the ears, it's in its early stages, and the levi comes and takes his 10%. And the Levi obviously is then going to have to take 10% of that Trumas Maisa. But what happened to Truma Gedoila? The correct sequence of events is that the Balabais first gives 2% approximately, it's a discussion, but not for now, gives Truma Gedoila, 1 or 50, 2%. And then he gives 10% to the Levi. And then of that 10%, the Levi gives 10% to the Kohen. What happens if the Levi came when it was in the Shiboilim stage and took his 10%? And the Levi gave the Kohen Trumas Maisa, 10% of the 10% he took. But this Levi did not take the 2% which the owner should have given Truma Gedoila. It's true that he didn't have to give it yet at that point because it was still B'shibolim. But the owner, when it gets to the stage of the Kri, of the pile, then he owes 2% to the Kohen. And the Levi took the 10% early and didn't give the 2% to the Kohen. Kihod Omer Bavo Omer Shlokish. And the Mishnah is following what we know from Rish Lakish. Maisa Rishon Shekdimu B'shibolim. If a Levi came and took the Maisa Rishon at the stage when it was still in its ears, it was not yet in a pile. Potur Mitruma Gedoila. The Levi is not Mechuyev to give Truma Gedoila. The 2% that the Kohen is now missing, the Levi doesn't need to give it. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'el ha-Levi'im tudaber, you should speak to the Levi'im, Ve'omar talem, and you should say to them, Kisikhu meis b'nei Yisroel es ha-Maisr, when you take 10% from the Yisroel, asher nosati lochem, me'itom b'nachlaschem, v'hari moisa mimenu, you should tithe from the 10% you get from the Yisroel, trumas Hashem, ma'isah min ha-Maisr, you should take a truma from that 10%, Maisa min ha-Maisa, which is 10% of the 10% that you got. Says the Gemara, Maisa min ha-Maisa amarti lecha, the Levi only has to take Trumas Maisa, v'loi Truma Gedoila, but does not need to take the extra 2% and give it to the Kohen. V'loi Truma Gedoila u'Trumas Maisa min ha-Maisa. The Pasuk says the Levi only takes Trumas Maisa, but not Truma Gedoila and Trumas Maisa. Omelir of Papa asked Abaya, if you have a posuk that says that the Levi only ever takes Trumas Maisa off the Maisa and not the Truma Gedoila that was not taken before he took his Maisa, Yehochi afilik dimo bekri. What happens if it's already at the stage of the pile? At that point, the owner is already mechuyev in Trumas and Maisas. And the Levi came before the Kohen and took his 10%. And the Kohen hasn't yet received his 2%. Nami Liftar, are you also going to say that from this Pasuk that the Levi needs to take Trumas Maisa and does not need to reimburse the Kohen the 2% he lost? Omar Le, Abaye answered to Rav Papa, Olecho Omakro. Because of the point that you're raising, we have another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mikol Matnu Seichem Torimu. The Pasuk says, Mikol Matnu Seichem Torimu is called Trumas Hashem Mikol Chelboi. Hashem mikdashoy mimenu. There's a pasuk that says, "Mikol matnoy seichem, from all your matonis, from all the gifts, give truma." So that tells us that if the Levi takes Maaser Rishon before the Kohen took the Truma Gedolah, then the Levi has to give the Kohen not only Trumas Maaser, but also the 2% of the Truma Gedolah. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Umar Isa. You have one pasuk that says that the Levi only takes Truma Smaisa and not Truma Gedolah. You have another pasuk from where we learn that he also takes Truma Gedolah. Why are you choosing to say that if he takes it when it's still in its ears, then he doesn't take Truma Gedolah? If you take it after it's in the pile, then the Levi has to take Truma Gedolah. Maybe the other way around. Says the Gemara, Hai Idgon, Vahai Lo Idgon. It makes sense that only after it's in the pile, at that point it has the status of dogon, of grain, and at that point the balabayis is mechuyev to give it to the kohen. If the Levi preempts the kohen and takes it, the Levi has to reimburse the kohen and give him his 2%. However, at a stage which is not yet called dogon, it's still b'shiboylim, it's still in the ears, and at that point the balabayis is not yet mechuyev to give any chumas and maisers, so we can understand if the Levi takes the maaser rishon first, he only has to give the kohen chumas maaser, but does not need to give him the truma gedolah. So when the Mishnah says that maaser rishon shenitla trumasoi is not mukta, is telling us this chiddush. We're talking about maaser rishon that he took b'shibolim, he gave truma gedolah and did not give chumas maaser. So in order to impress on us this halacha of what Rosh Lakish said, that he does not have to take the Truma Gedolah afterwards, that's why it says, since he doesn't have to take Truma Gedolah, that's why it's not Mukta. Continues the Gemara, U'maisa sheni shenivdu, you had maisa sheni, you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, it has to be taken to Yerushalayim. However, if you redeem the maisa sheni, then the coins are taken to Yerushalayim and one buys with it produce and fruits or whatever he wants to eat or drink. And then the original maisa sheni food is chulin and can be eaten. So asks the Gemara Pshita, if the maisa sheni was redeemed, what's the chiddush that it's not mukta? Loi, it's not so posh, says the Gemara. Tzricha, I need the Mishnah to tell us that, because when a person is redeeming the Maaser Sheni, he has to give the keren, whatever the Maaser Sheni is worth, he has to put that value aside in a coin, and he has to add an extra fifth. That's what it says in the Torah, you have to add a fifth. This person did not add a fifth. He didn't give the extra fifth. The Mishnah is coming to tell us this chiddush, the ein chaimush ma'akev, that the fact that he hasn't added on the 20% does not withhold the validity of the redeeming. It's considered that the fruits have been redeemed, even though he still owes the fifth, but they've been redeemed and therefore they're not mukta. Continues the Gemara, Vaturmus Hayovish, the Mishnah said that dried turmus is also not mukta, mipneshu maichel le'izim, because it's food that the goats will eat. Says the Gemara, only if the turmus is dried. Avolach, if it's moist, loy, if it's moist, then it's mukta. Why? Maitama, kiven de morir, since it's very bitter, loy ochla, the goats will not eat it, and therefore it's not edible by anybody in this state, and therefore it's mukta and may not be moved. In the next shir, we're going to carry on the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chaf Ches.